USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As with any illness, there are frequent ups and downs over the course, particularly when a patient is being so closely watched 24 hours a day.
Dr. Sean Conley updating President Trump's condition. Conley also believes President Trump will be able to go home Monday if things continue to improve. A top health official from Johns Hopkins University is calling for no more in-person debates between presidential and vice presidential candidates.
The rest of the debates, the vice presidential debate, and if there are presidential debates, should be virtual.
On Fox News Sunday, Dr. Tom Ingleby also suggesting that Vice President Mike Pence should be in quarantine and President Trump should stop with his campaign rallies.
Large gatherings like rallies shouldn't be happening at this point for any purpose during a pandemic, which has, in the last few weeks, actually been getting worse.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.